nothing to do with that.
Correct.
But I wanted to make sure that it was stated that way, and that this is a are we talking about the amount of money that FEMA will go ahead and explain it to me. Just give me a summary of what they told you last week. I was in surgery last week, and so I did not make it.
Basically, Diane May, the executive director for the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, I had asked her if she could come and speak last week. It's my understanding that the Missouri State Council or the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments is in the process of putting together an application that they'll submit. I guess it goes to SEMA and then to FEMA, in which they're requesting funding for an update of the Taney County Multi-Jurisdictional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. And so basically what they're requesting from the county at this point, this is a program where FEMA provides 75% of the funding to update this plan. And but basically, and I've actually got Melissa Duckworth with me, so I don't misspeak on anything. I've not been that directly involved with this, but I do know in order for the county to be eligible for FEMA funds, this hazard mitigation plan has to be in place. It's a plan that's a five-year plan, so it has to be renewed every 5 years. And it's a plan that has to be approved by, I believe, SEMA and FEMA. And in order for the county to be eligible for funding, the county has to have this in place. Basically, the current plan is good through January of 2018, so this plan will expire in January of 2018. The current plan, when it was updated, it was updated by SMCOG, the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. The 25% match, last time in 2011, I believe it is, it was provided via an in-kind match. So every person that attended these meetings, whether they were representing the county or the school districts or the municipalities, the fire districts, the ambulance districts, sewer district, everybody kept an accounting of their hours, and basically that was looked upon as an in-kind match. What Diane May has indicated to me is that she was hopeful that this time, essentially, from my understanding, what happened in 2011 is they actually had to ask a couple of staff members with Missouri State to put time toward this to ensure that we got the total in-kind match, the 25% match. And so it's my understanding this time Diane May is asking if the counties could put up a certain amount in cash. With the majority coming in kind, but it's my understanding that she's requesting that the counties would put up $3,500 total in cash. Now, the $3,500 can be divided. What some counties have done is they've divided that $3,500 amongst all the entities involved. And so I think we've got somewhere maybe 18 entities, 20.
We probably have about 20. There's 18 on the original adoption resolutions, and I know at least one more signed on in the end, but they're not going to allow that. FEMA won't allow that anymore. Other agencies have been able to adopt it retroactively so that they can go for any type of FEMA mitigation funds, but I do not believe they're going to allow that anymore. So everybody that wants a mitigation fund will have to adopt it when it's rewritten.
And so what some counties have done,
they're looking about $200.
Is they've split it among every entity, where every entity's paid like $200 or so, basically. But at this point, what the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments is requesting is, as part of this application process, it's my understanding that they have to have a letter from the county commission indicating that the county understands that that the county has to provide this 25% match. But like I said,
the 25% match being like kind.
Exactly. Yes.
And they're just asking for some cash with that.
Yes.
Instead of all 25% being contributions in kind, they're wanting some of it to be cash.
Yes.
And in all honesty, when we looked at this, when this went through 2012, 2013, we looked at writing it ourselves. But it would have been more out of pocket, because to hire someone and train them would be something completely different. To take my time to do it would take me away from the other things that I do. So it's really is, and they're very well versed in getting these approved the first time. There's a lot of places, if you write them yourself, you get them back two or three times before getting them approved. So they're very good at getting them approved. And they also work not just the flood buyout. There was just an open comment period for the public assistance that we got for the flooding to help with the roads and things like that. The open comment period closed on the 31st about implementing a deductible to jurisdictions receiving that, and talking about the hazard mitigation plan as part of that deductible. I don't know what that will look like when that actually comes out, since it was just through the comment period and exploring that, but that is something to consider when we do this.
So there is a 25% match on some of this is a large sum of money. Unless we go through...
$8,000? Huh? 25% is like $8,000?
I think that's so. What Diane indicated, somewhere around there.
Are you talking about the 25% match of the cost of the property buyout?
No, this has nothing to do with that. This is 25% of the
hazard mitigation
pamphlet or plan that they have to turn in.
Yes, yeah, so it's this physical plan.
And that's for multiple different, it's not just for flood buyouts.
It's okay.
So the 25% is in brackets at around $8,000.
I think she said about $7,500.
I thought it was like $7,850 or something.
Somewhere around.
$7,334.
Okay, $7,354. And then, sorry, it's been a week or two. And then they're just asking for $3,500 of that to be cash and not be your guys' time or hours, in-kind contributions. And
I think that was because the time we did it before, even with our time,
they still had to go back.
And
then I guess they had reporting issues, not necessarily with us, but with other counties, them not fulfilling it.
What I'm looking for here now is the email that was sent to us by our attorney on this issue. And when I talk about this and the money that's spent is before everything was paid for in the 25% from the CDBG grant?
No. This is the hazard mitigation plan is part of a process that the Stafford Act requires local governments as well as state governments to develop and adopt one of these plans to be eligible for non-emergency disaster assistance, which includes hazard mitigation grant program, pre-disaster mitigation program, some of the flood management programs. It is just a plan you have to have in place and be adopted by the county or the school district. Hollister has used it when they put their safe room in. They needed to be a part of this plan. And anyone that's putting in safe rooms, receiving any type of FEMA funds, they have to adopt this plan. So the flood buyout process is part of, this is one of the requirements is to have this plan in place, but it has absolutely nothing to do completely in conjunction with that.
That's the confusing part, because didn't you say this is eliminated in 2018?
This plan was written in 2012, approved in 13.
Okay.
It expires in 5 years.
Okay.
So it expires in 2018. We need to have another one in place and adopted and approved by FEMA in 2018 for any county jurisdiction, school district, special district to go for any funds of any kind through FEMA.
All right. That's
and it takes about a year for them to
process it.
Mm-hmm.
for them to redevelop it.
I wasn't here for the talk, so I do have do have questions. Some of them may sound a little foolish to some of you, but they're not in my mind. I don't understand part of it being the 25% that we went through last time. As Taney County looked at it last time, and every commission was in favor of it, that there was be no money spent on the flood buyouts or this kind of stuff. I understand paying for the plan. This is represented by SEMCOG, right?
SEMCOG has written the plan in the past, and that's who I looked into doing it ourselves, but the time involved would be more than
And so they're wanting a fee to actually produce the plan for us, and that's what we're approving today.
What does it look like? I haven't seen. I'm kind of coming in on the back end.
It's not a fee as much as they're asking for the same. In 2012, you guys approved an agreement that said you would give 25. You would pay for 25% of it, whether it be through like kind, through employees working and doing it, cash or combination of the two or whatever else was involved. This time they're asking for, hey, still the 25%, but instead of giving us all 25% in employees' time and work, they're asking for some cash for the 33.54, I think he said.
FEMA is consistently a 75-25 agency on whatever grant you're going for.
What was the total amount for 25%? Do you remember? Is it on there?
Right here.
I think it comes out.
Yeah, 73.34. But then how much were they actually asking for in cash contribution?
$3,500 was.
And then you divide that by all the different agencies involved.
You're looking at about $200
bucks. Now the problem is we can't say yeah we're going to do it and expect everybody to pay us $200.
Right. You can ask.
We can ask.
Other jurisdictions have asked.
But we need to know that we're going to be on the hook at the end if all the other jurisdictions don't pay. And we can't expect them to because they're not being asked. I mean, right now,
Right.
And basically all that's needed at this point, from my understanding, is they're submitting this application requesting the funds, and each county's basically providing a letter stating that they understand that the county is on the hook for the 25%.
Right.
Okay, is there a motion to do so? Is that the way we're going to proceed with this?
Move to approve this letter to demonstrate our commitment to provide local match for the hazard mitigation plan.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
We've had beautiful weather. It's trying to be beautiful. I could use some rain personally at home. It can rain at night. So, the good weather has left us in good shape with most of our ongoing construction contracts, and maintenance is getting a lot of stuff done too. Some of the things that you may see out and about in this area currently or in the near future, we're working on a signalized intersection at Route F and the outer road there, the east outer road. That was a commitment that was made, I think, back in 2012 or 13 in the STIP, and we're following through on that commitment. Ewing Signal is the contractor on that. I'm not sure the time frame. They've started work, but typically the signal poles and some of the items that it takes to put in a new signal take a little longer to deliver. They don't keep those necessarily in stock. They have to order them for each project. So. While the work itself is not very extensive, it may take a little while to get all the supplies in and get that job done. Another project that will be coming up on Route F in the future is a chip seal on Route F that's scheduled for this summer.